Speaker 1.
I started making dolls filled with scented herbs for my daughter's friends in 2008. They proved a great hit because parents discovered that the dolls helped their children to sleep at night. So I started my own business making them. I soon couldn't keep up with demand from satisfied customers. I was lucky because I had a great product and I could prove that there was a market for it, so it wasn't difficult to find an investor. If I hadn't been able to do that, I'd still be doing this as a hobby, and I certainly wouldn't be employing 20 people. The business has really boomed, and last year we doubled our turnover.
Speaker 2.
When I bought my first taxi a couple of years ago, I saw it as a way to get out of my career in sales. I'd been thinking about doing it for years, but I felt anxious about the financial commitment. I didn't have a lot of money back then, so I talked to all my contacts, entrepreneurs who ran their own companies, and asked for their suggestions about running a business. They were really generous with their time. Now that I run a very successful taxi business, I've even been asked to give talks to students on business courses. You know, give them a bit of advice and feedback on their work.
Speaker 3.
I've always loved designing gardens, and I knew I didn't want to work for someone else, so I put a small advert in the local paper, and within a week I'd got my first client. It's not easy persuading people to employ a garden designer because it's something a lot of people think they can do themselves. 3 years ago, I started distributing leaflets at the weekends when most people are doing their gardening. I was able to talk to them in person about their gardens. I got a lot more business that way, and it was much better than an ad in the newspaper. My business has really taken off since then, and I've got 5 people working for me now.
Speaker 4.
My company is the main marketplace for new and used musical instruments. We sell to everyone, from complete beginners to some of the most famous musicians in the industry. And I've doubled my turnover in 5 years without adding any new stores or employing any new staff. Few companies approach things the way I do. See, most music stores provide temporary employment for people who want to be professional musicians. I, on the other hand, invest in my workforce and want them to develop as musicians while they're here. That's why I built a recording studio, which they can use too. When people are passionate about what they do, they're happy. And if they're happy, they sell more.
Speaker 5.
I always had big dreams of working in the entertainment industry. I took a job with an event planner, and in my free time, I began making props and costumes. The turning point was when I began to see that I had a range of skills other people didn't have. I also knew that advertising myself as a specialist in designing props and entertainment costumes would set me apart from others. Within 3 years, I was earning more money from sewing than from my full-time job, so I resigned and concentrated on my business. I took on more contracts and earned $80,000 in my first year.